What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to what I call reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
European officials are treating this as if it's a crisis moment. And what's about to take place in Davos, the meetings the president is going to have, whoever meets with him, the meetings that they'll be having on the sidelines as well, aside from the president, it is that kind of a moment. We need to figure out, I think Mark Carney in Davos today earlier said, this isn't a transition, this is a rupture. And I think that's how it's being viewed.
Is it?
Full crisis mode, red alert, DEFCON 1, the post-World War II order is falling apart. Or is it?
We have a lot of meetings scheduled on Greenland. I'm leaving tonight, as you know, Davos. And we have a lot of meetings scheduled on Greenland. And I think things are going to work out pretty well, actually.
Try to sound less like Don Corleone in The Godfather, Mr. President. So him saying, yeah, we're going to have a lot of meetings. It'll work out fine. I think that was one of Trump's first winks at the camera or the audience where he said, yeah, we'll get together and talk about it. All this has been posturing.
You think by the end of the day today, the crisis, if it is a crisis, will be over? I mean, media outlets are reporting like European leaders are treating this like a crisis. I don't know if they actually are or not.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. As the news report said, they quoted Mark Carney, who is the weak lefty leader of Canada, and who cares? Although the conservative would have gotten elected if Trump hadn't said over and over again we were going to annex Canada. Anyway, he's saying, yeah, it's a rupture, not a transition. I've been saying all along, the idea of like military action is so insane, for reasons I'll explain in a minute, that it's not going to happen. So what is the next most likely thing to happen? And that's a negotiated settlement. Now,
shocking
how much damage
off.
Is done? Well, oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Who are you going to shock? The polar bears? The most likely scenario is a negotiated settlement. But how much damage is going to be done by Trump's Bowl in the China Shop Act? I don't know. I thought this was interesting. I finally came across.
You shell them until the penguins bounce.
Oh, boy. Wait, what? Tom Rogan is a super smart guy. Sometimes I agree with him. Sometimes I think he's off his rocker. Took the time to play out what would happen if Trump gave an order to seize Greenland by force. And he says, and feel free to, you know, agree or disagree with any of these, obviously, but he said it would likely provoke a mass resignation of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in protest of an unjustified attack on a close ally. That is true. I think all the Joint Chiefs would resign. I think you'd see 75 generals resign.
But
with their pensions carefully preserved, and who can blame them?
Would they be quickly replaced by Trump agreement people who say, okay, let's do it.
Let's go ahead and attack a NATO member? I don't think so. The U.S. military knows the ultimate foundation of its power isn't guns, but America's moral credibility and shared strategic interests with allies. Okay?
I hear weakness.
Only the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs would likely remain in office, and even then only to uphold the sacred principle of civilian control over the military. The order would spark immediate action from bipartisan majorities in Congress for much the same reason. Polling suggests Americans overwhelmingly oppose any attack. Mr. Trump would extinguish his political capital in a single moment. The GOP's already fleeting midterm election prospects would evaporate. The age of MAGA would come to an icy and abrupt end. Congress would likely move immediately to block funding or otherwise restrict the use of military force in short order and for good reason, et cetera, et cetera.
You don't think we could just, we just pull a boat up there to the beach and a bunch of Marines get off and they walk to the Capitol and they lower their flag and put up ours and nobody's going to fire a shot? And done and done.
No. Hmm. I think you've been watching too many cartoons or something. It's not the way it works in the real world. No, it'd be an absolute horror. Upending the Western alliance and the NATO alliance, pleasing Vladimir Putin, I mean, more than anything since he got Crimea. It would be horrible. Just horrible.
Well, so if we're back to the idea of that the way that Trump handles things is he never takes anything off the table and he presents the maximalist approach so that you can ease back to the spot that he actually wanted as negotiation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like if you were like trying to buy a car from him, he would say, I want $4 million for it. And I won't take a cent less. Okay. You don't have a $4 million car. It's worth about 80 grand. So, what are we doing here?
I mean, is that the way it works? As I said, I think it was yesterday, it's long bothered me that Trump, I don't think, appreciates the historic importance of the presidency. And he's not unique necessarily in that regard. There have been several who have crapped on the presidency in recent years in various ways. But that lay waste and leave bloody lips and resentment and bitter tears on the trail to the negotiated settlement, that works fine if you're building New Jersey casinos. But it's not good when you have allies who are spending blood to support you. Adjusted for inflation, Denmark lost the equivalent of a couple of thousand guys fighting alongside us in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, that's a tie. That's not a, like, words on a treaty. Which reminds me, by the way, United States law includes the NATO charter and our signing on to it. And also, there was another one of significance. Oh, well, the UN charter, both of which says you can't invade another country. You can't take their land. And so that's not international law, folks. That's United States law that Trump would be in violation of, so he'd be impeached immediately.
Okay, well, it's kind of a weird conversation to have. So if we're presenting the idea that he doesn't mean this in the first place, it's just the way he negotiates, I don't know why everybody always goes through the this is what would happen if he's serious, if we think he's not serious. It's just he always goes with the hardest ass position on everything.
Right. Get everybody off balance. Yeah.
To put people in a position where they'll, okay, you can have four bases and we'll pay for it. You know, or whatever. Right. As an off ramp.
Right. Okay, but put yourself in the position of, say, what would you do if you were Mark Carney? Well, if I was Mark Carney, I'd resign my position because I have no spine or testicles and I'm a lefty.
Well, you know, America's hat has, they're like the population of California. So it's like talking to the governor of California when you're talking to the leader of Canada. That's worth remembering. But yeah, you know, if Trump's going to go around saying these things, he can't all just pretend he's bluffing all the time. You got to come up with some sort of position. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know the feeling, that rush when you reach that goal, make somebody brag a little back home, that's success. And at University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why UMGC offers an accredited skills-based education that helps move your career forward. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus build your skills in leadership, communication, and critical thinking. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and more. With affordable and online programs, you can unlock new opportunities to help you succeed again. At UMGC, success is yours for the taking and the making, and nothing should keep you from it, especially not an application fee. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Classes start February 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file with 100% accuracy for your maximum refund. Guaranteed. Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way. File your federal return by February 8th for $22.99, and I'll help you get the refund you deserve. Take it from me, a talking calculator speaking to you through the speakers of wherever you are. Tax Slayer. File fearless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Arm
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So British journalist Piers Morgan yesterday offered up a solution or a way to fight back against Trump on this whole tariff Greenland thing, which we'll get to in a little bit because it's kind of hilarious. But Trump is in Switzerland, took off this morning in his plane. They had to turn around and come back because they had electrical problems, but they got a new plane, tiny plane, took off, got there. He gave a speech and he just said a little bit ago that the United States won't use force to take Greenland. Repeating that control of it was necessary for national and international security, he said, quote, the United States would be appreciative if the world acquiesced to our desire to take over the territory, or you can say no and we will remember.
Okay. All right.
So it's over, I guess.
Okay.
Crisis is over?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So there'll be no draft?
Michael is worried about being drafted.
Michael's been doing push-ups in the studio. Jumping jacks, getting ready, in case he's called.
They'll be drafting up to age 50 to bring men over to fight in Greenland.
Great Scott. So, okay. All right. Goodness sakes. So getting back to the point I was making earlier, if I'm a European leader and Trump is making noises like he's going to attack a NATO ally, and as you were making the point that, you know, this is just his maximalist getting everybody on their heels, upsetting everybody, exhausting everybody, because that's the way he likes to clear the field for a negotiation. Even if you know that, as a national leader of a NATO country, having been threatened that your biggest and most important ally is going to attack you, what do you say?
I don't
know. Do you just say, that's the way he negotiates, it's fine, to your people? Because they're going crazy over there.
Well, like, so, you know, you and your wife are, you don't agree on where you should go for Thanksgiving this year. Okay. Her parents or your parents.
Damn, that's going to cause some tension.
And you start with, I am going to divorce you, and I'm going to spend every cent I've got to get full custody of the kids if we don't go to my parents' house for Thanksgiving. If you then walk that back to, okay, we'll do your parents this year, my parents next year. You can't just,
I'm
like,
willing to compromise and talk about
you
it.
You can't just ignore the thing you said earlier about.
That's what I've been saying all along, in that Trump doesn't care if he's negotiating the use of a 10-acre parcel in Jersey City, who he wounds or pisses off or threatens, you know. But it matters in alliances. It doesn't matter quite as much as, like, the Barack Obamas and Joe Biden pretended it did, because they let NATO become a flabby, useless, you know, practically a parasite on the economy of the United States. So there's probably a middle ground somewhere between making yourself a martyr and never standing up for yourself and growing to hate your wife and her family, or screeching that I'm going to divorce you and steal the kids and you'll never see them again. Something in between-ish.
It looks like it's over now. And his whole, okay, but if you don't give us Greenland, we'll remember this. Okay. That's what I'd say if I was ranting. All right. Remember it then.
Right. Trust me, we'll remember it too. Good Lord.
I thought this ended up kind of unintentionally funny. Piers Morgan yesterday came up with this plan. He's a journalist from Britain. So the World Cup soccer is in the United States this time around?
North America. Three countries, yeah.
Maybe England, France, Spain, Germany, Portugal, Netherlands, Norway, and Italy should all pause participation in the World Cup. While the various tariff negotiations continue with President Trump, 8 of the 10 favored teams to win withdrawing might concentrate his mind. The replies from, like, some big-time Twitter people were all pretty good, from, you know, interesting to funny. Cat Turd, and I hate that name, but he's a very famous online presence with millions of followers.
Moniker. And they lose a bet.
Maybe the USA should end all trade and relations with those countries until they stop arresting people for free speech, memes, and hurty words. That's pretty good.
Wow, said Mr. Turd.
But then lots and lots of, I wish I could use the real words because it'd be better. Nobody gives an S about soccer in the United States. You think that's a threat? Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. The soccer teams aren't going to come. What will we do?
I'm sure there's some economist out there who would say, well, it's actually expected to bring $175 million worth of something or other.
I like this one. The only thing worse that could happen to American men is if Piers Morgan threatened to cancel a season of the WNBA.
Oh, well, now it's personal. Although, you know, getting back to your charming metaphor about marital life, to respond to the, you know, I'm going to divorce you and spend all my money to get full custody. Oh, really? Well, I'm going to kill the kids so you never see them again is probably not a good way to run a relationship.
No.
And to cite a particularly horrific example for which I apologize, but those responses were really funny. But the tendency of everybody to one-up it, oh, yeah? And stick your chest out. All right, these are our friends. Some of them are kind of crappy friends who never bring anything to the party, but we've been working with them on bringing a six-pack and maybe a bag of chips. Things are getting better.
Well, it looks like that little mini-crisis in American history is over. We're not going to war over Greenland. Michael's not going to be drafted. All is well.
Thank God. The Penguins are safe.
The Penguins are safe. We can move on to the next crisis, which, whatever that is. We do want to talk a little bit about the Iran situation for real. Maybe we'll get to that next hour with, who was it that wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal? Their foreign minister or whatever?
Indeed, yeah, Iran's foreign minister. Plus, are you into Polymarket? There are a couple of these websites, like predictit.org, I was on for a while, where you can make bets, essentially, on non-sportsy stuff, like will Trump survive, not survive, but will he serve his entire term? Will the Democrats win the House of Representatives? Blah, blah, blah.
Is it all politics?
No, it can be other stuff, too. The stuff I'm familiar with is politics, but could be insiders, government insiders, have figured out, hey, I can make a mint because I know what policy's going to be. Just like they bet the stock market, now they're betting Polymarket.
Like, can you
insider
bet,
trading?
Like, can you bet on when Travis and Taylor get married, or whether they get a divorce, or stuff like that? Or
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can.
Sure. Yeah, I haven't like scanned the entire thing, but yeah, it's that sort of thing. Really, anything that's come to humankind's attention. The reason this is getting so much attention is that some mysterious human made a big, huge bet in January. Hours before U.S. troops headed to Caracas, bet that Maduro would be out of power before the end of the month. Mm. The bet paid out $400,000, a 12-fold profit in a matter of hours.
And this is somebody who had inside information or got inside information from somebody. Had to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. And then they quickly deleted their account.
Ah, okay. Well, we know what's going on there. Well, that's the problem with the sports gambling. Now, if we're going to gamble on everything, you know, Taylor Swift's gynecologist is going to put a bet on when the baby's coming and make a bunch of money, delete the account.
Oh, boy. And what's being called cervix gate. Yes.
Cervix gate, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Posting these are odd times. On the web. Hmm. Yeah, these are odd times, no doubt. Lots of stuff on the way. I do want to get to what Elon said yesterday about where we are on AI. At some point, we do need to talk about that. If he's right, things are going to get really exciting this year.
And Democrats are still trying to figure out what a woman is. An update on that topic. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with PureTalk's Saver Plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast, nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho! And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250. Say Mike Rowe for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
J.B. Pritzker refused to answer if a man could become a woman. In his defense, it's hard to be an expert at genitalia when you can't see your own.
Yipes! Oh, that's a fat joke. That's
yipes! That's a guy's too fat to see his own penis joke.
Brother's got a weight problem. There's no reason to kick him, huh?
There are mirrors. Cool. He's probably Mike, sees it.
That's a good point. Yeah, Michael, that was a bad joke. You shouldn't even pull that one. Offered it to us. So I think that's a comment on the fact that Axios recently asked the Democratic politicians, the 20 of them, most likely to run for president in 2028, a few basic questions about so-called transgender issues, including can a man become a woman? Nearly all of them declined to comment or failed to respond. Josh Shapiro, Pete Buttigieg, Rahm Emanuel, they were the only ones who bothered to respond. Former Veep Kamala Harris, good Lord, her running for president again, please, God, please. Yes?
Do you have Rahm's answer?
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm just going to run through the names real quick. AOC, J.B. Pritzker, he of the invisible privates, and Gov Gav of California were among the Democrats who declined to weigh in. Shapiro and Buttigieg, Edge, referred to their vague remarks in prior interviews about how local officials and experts should make decisions about transgender participation in sports. And both have also kind of hinted that male athletes might have an unfair advantage. Can a man become a woman? Only one Democratic candidate answered no, and that's Rahm Emanuel.
There you go.
No.
He's going to try it. He's going to see if you can get the nomination in the Democratic Party running against woke. He's going to try it.
Yeah, yeah. The Axios report, and Michael, I'd meant to remind you, that Gav Newsom clip that I asked for earlier, do you have that handy? Is that a yes or no? Yeah? Okay, great. This comes only days after Gavin Newsom dodged Ben Shapiro's question about whether boys can become girls on the governor's own podcast.
Good people disagree on this.
I know, but
in a lot of states, not just California, well-established rules. By the way, that predate me. Again, this is not where I started. We're campaigning and advocating on these issues, as some suggest. Look, I'm with the governor Spencer Cox, who said about many of these issues, never so much attention been placed on so few people.
And the problem is, I do think that on an electoral level, to go to the politics, it is a barrier to entry for a lot of people.
When you say a boy can become a girl. And I respect if that's your barrier to then listening to people on a myriad of other issues, so be it. It is what it is.
I find it strange that
I thought we were going to use the fairly short clip where he answers with a 12 grunt pile of gibberish. Do we not have that?
But so does he ever answer the question?
No. The fundamental question that lies at the root of all of this is the question that you're not wanting to answer, which is whether boys can become girls.
Yeah, I just don't. Well, I think I'm for the grace of God. Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the sympathy.
What?
Yeah, I just don't. Well, I think I'm for the grace of God.
Well,
yeah.
Then Ben Shapiro let him get away with that?
No, he followed up.
Series of noises?
I don't actually know how it ended up, but Ben followed up. But and so just as notable as the silence from the prospective Democrats, it's pointed out in the Free Beacon, is the outrage directed at Axios for daring to ask these questions. You and Axios are a national embarrassment, wrote one guy who writes for The Athletic. Former Obama tech guru James Villarubia said, this is Axios crapping on Dems and platforming a GOP issue, but calling it journalism because they're vetting candidates. Axios is such, uses the S word, these days. Liberal podcaster Tim Miller especially agreed, quote, "Can a man become a woman is such a rage bait bull-esque question. It has no bearing on policy." Blah, blah, blah.
Well, here's where it does have bearing on policy, because while it is true that never has so much, ink been spilled over so few people, if, as Gavin said, and it's absolutely true, it's a barrier to entry for very many people on all your other issues. I need to know this right off the bat. Can a man become a woman? And if you say no, then I have no interest in what you have to say about anything else. You can't be in the Democratic Party.
Right.
In a lot of situations, unless you say yes to that. And that's weird.
To his credit, and I'm surprised, Chris Salissa said of the Axios questions and the non-answers, pathetic. Take a position and just defend it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and at least one Democratic strategist, Liam Kerr, agreed, told Axios the candidate should have a clear answer, whatever it is. Yeah, I would agree completely.
Well, I also think Rahm Emanuel believes, as I believe, that they're all wrong. You can say no, and you're going to be fine.
Well, that's true, too.
Because the vast majority of people, even in the Democratic Party, are on your side.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the thing that, you know, nobody understands this. I don't think anybody cares about it. The reason that it matters, even though it's a relatively small number of people, as the one person pointed, Gavin, I guess, pointed out in that rambling pseudo answer.
I think I'm for the grace of God.
He should have just gone. That order the same way.
But that thing about never before, if so, few people, blah, 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 it is a specific strategy of these people, of the critical theory crowd, to erase all binaries and to get you to say that which you know to be false, because once they get you to abandon your sense of the truth, they have you. The transgender thing is part of a much bigger strategy. And again, some of you are like, what is Joe talking about? They wrote books. Their names are on the spine. They're proud of them. They explain exactly what they wanted to do and how they're going to do it, and this is part of it. Anyway, having said that, I came across a really interesting article that's kind of on this topic by Quinn Q, and I almost didn't read it. It was entitled Progressives Must Apologize Before It's Too Late, which is kind of an odd title because his point is a lot more specific and kind of nuanced than that. And then he kicks Ezra Klein for a while, which I really appreciated. If you don't know who he is, don't worry. He's unimportant to your life. He's a progressive who tries to masquerade as a moderate. But when he writes, when topics like trans, immigration, so on actually come up, Ezra, like a lot of folks, still thinks that most Americans are, quote, fundamentally and morally wrong. Which means his pivot toward what he portrays as reasonableness is bull-ass. No wonder he never apologized. He isn't sorry, and his mind is as closed as ever. The same dynamic plays out everywhere progressives claim to have moderated. On crime, on education, on speech. They adjust their language just enough to avoid total campaign disasters and PR implosions, but they never question the core conviction that animates everything they do. Quote, here's their core conviction. We are the moral vanguard, and opposition to our program stems from bigotry, ignorance, or malice. I think that shoe fits pretty well. Mm. You picture any topic, any scenario where you're standing up to progressives where they don't portray you as a bigot, an ignoramus, or just cruel, mean. And he says, until progressives actually abandon this worldview, until they apologize for their excesses, reform their institutions, and build relationships with the moderate majority, the reactionary tide will continue rising. The far right will keep winning, and progressives will have no one to blame but themselves. The time for reckoning is now, before it's too late. You know, I think he's right. I heard a great thinker. I can't remember his name. I'll look it up and share it with you because I think he's super smart. But he was talking about how our politics, like on the surface that we can all see and hear and raise money on and all, are so different from how most Americans actually see the world, which is overwhelmingly fairly moderate and pragmatic. Americans are an incredibly pragmatic people. And most of our politics is super idealized on one side or the other. And it's weird. And he and this Quinn Q I'm quoting now both believe that if somebody, you know, an honest moderate lefty were to say, look, you want to present as a woman, that's fine. Nobody gets to hurt you. Nobody gets to fire you or whatever. We can talk about all that stuff. That's fine. But you can't be dominating women's sports. That's just wrong. That most Americans would say, hallelujah, who is this guy? I'm voting for him.
Yeah, that guy is Rahm Emanuel, who that guy is.
He's sure as hell trying to be. Yep.
Yeah. So Southwest has been teasing their big change to the seating policy for quite a while. It's happening next week, so he can bring you up to speed on that. Right after we tell you about Prize Picks, it's a good time to get in on the action. There's all kinds of football happening also in the middle of the basketball season. Does the Olympics come into play any of this? I don't even know.
I have no idea. The large game, the largest game, the game that is superb to me is coming up, and there's no better way to cash in during America's biggest sporting event than Prize Picks, where it always feels good to be right. And since the big game is right around the corner, that also means it's your last chance to get into football action before next season, so close the season out right with Prize Picks. You get $50 instantly to play in lineups for fun when you play just a $5 lineup. That's right, you play five, they give you 50.
All every year I find it amusing that the most watched TV show in the world, you can't by law mention. Just hilarious. But with Prize Picks, you can get involved. And, you know, I might put my money where my mouth is on that whole quarterback for the Patriots on this whole thing. Download the Prize Picks app today.
Yep. Use the code Armstrong. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
So what's the theory on protecting that word? They think that
Super Bowl, you can't use it for commercial purposes. Just like you couldn't use Armstrong and Getty for commercial purposes without our permission.
Right, but when something gets that big, does it help you or hurt you? Well, like I don't know. I would love it if people mentioned our name in every commercial for free. Go ahead, mention my name.
I see your point.
As often as you can.
So, yeah, I just think it's, because if they permitted it, well, there are two problems. Number one, if they permitted it, it would go crazy, absolutely crazy. You would have every single brand in America claiming to be the official Super Bowl, this or that, or getting in on the action. Secondly, in copyright law, and this is a conversation we've had a few times, but it's worth repeating for people so they understand why McDonald's shuts down McDonald's hot dogs and burgers in New Mexico, run by some guy named Angus McDonald, poor bastard. He's just trying to make an honest living. It's because in copyright law and in similar law, patent law, you need to consistently defend the copyright for courts to say, yeah, that's their copyright and they care about it and they defend it.
No, that's too bad. Because
if
Angus,
you slack, you don't get to change your mind and enforce it.
Angus boils up a good dog.
Oh, super. He'll do you a Chicago dog. He'll do you a cheese dog, a chili dog. Terrific. And he has burgers.
But he can't call his food cart McDonald's. He just can't.
Nope. Sorry, Angus.
So this tease has been coming for a long time. I'm not happy about it, but it's coming next weekend, the 27th. Flights departing on or after the 27th will now have seat assignments for Southwest. The end of the whole... get in line and get your seat early and you get a good seat thing, which I think most people liked. Is there anybody that didn't like that?
I hated it.
You didn't like it?
No.
How come?
Thought it was stupid.
Really?
Because it introduced, just a level of trouble and stress and everything else. And just tell me what seat to go to and I'll go sit.
That's interesting. I've never found it troubling or stressful. And I, always had a great seat easily. So I loved it. Just you didn't like having to check in on time to get the good seat?
Well, yeah, then you would, and then you'd be B43 anyway, because there were a bunch of people with the privileged status or whatever, and then the whole people faking that they were crippled to get on the flight, then Jesus cured them in mid-flight, and they danced off the plane, and just and people in the wrong spot in line, and just having to self-police that and the rest of it. No, it's stupid.
It's interesting that that's your experience, because my experience has been the exact opposite. It's better than all the other airlines. I always had a better seat, and I found it incredible.
That's why
easy.
They're changing it, yes.
But most people must not have liked it, because they are changing it.
Yep. Huh.
I know I've just seen Tim Sandifer, our friend, complaining about the change, too, because he liked it. Anyway.
Interesting. Yeah, indeed. To each their own. I think that's a beautiful example of how we can all get along, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm stupid, completely stupid. Well, and I'm just a little overwhelmed with all the stuff I've had. I left out the best part of that column that I quoted. The best part. The blockbuster.
Okay.
The payoff. The guitar solo in Stairway to Heaven. I left it off.
Well, here's the good thing. We got a few more minutes left this hour
Thank
and a bunch
God.
Of other hours to talk. So stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is life insurance part of your New Year's resolution? Listen, if you're young and healthy, it's simple, and any old agent can get it done. But if you're 50 to 60 years old with a touch of wide waistband syndrome or have correlating health glitches, you need to call Big Lou, a term provider. Is life insurance part of your New Year's resolution? Listen, if you're young and healthy, it's simple, and any old agent can get it done. But if you're 50 to 60 years old with a touch of wide waistband syndrome or have correlating health glitches, you need to call Big Lou, a term provider. Big Lou doesn't bait and switch you in with young and healthy rates only to clobber you with the truth down the road. $1 million of coverage could be as low as $200 per month. And unlike that treadmill, this one won't collect dust in the corner. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and find out how much he can save you on your new $1 million life insurance policy. Start this year off with peace of mind by calling Big Lou at...
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's amazing. Every news publication that has a headline has the headline, Trump backs off military threat to take Greenland. The fact that that was on the table is amazing, but it's off the table now. Trump has said, no, we can bring you the highlights on that coming up in hour three. Also,
yeah, it was on the table in the same way that, like, a dish of sheep eyeballs on the table would be on the table. Nobody's going to eat them.
Oh.
So gross.
We had that once when we were in Africa.
I know. Well, it was put before us. I didn't eat any.
I didn't eat any either. It was looking at me. Scott Bessent has taken on Gavin Newsom in hilarious fashion over at Davos, and we've got
that for
you in hour three. And also, LeBron James stayed 1 year too long, clearly, with the Lakers.
Oof.
Now the owner's going after him. But so more on that coming up.
So I was quoting a piece by Quinn Q in which he was suggesting that progressives really need to apologize and to backtrack, because even when they seem to moderate, they still have that attitude. We are the moral vanguard, and opposition to our program stems from bigotry, ignorance, or malice. And he cites a couple of center-lefty types like Sam Harris and Andrew Sullivan who understand what most progressive critics miss. The problem isn't just that progressives get specific policies wrong. It's that they've constructed an entire worldview in which very basic things most humans take for granted are deemed fundamentally and morally wrong. For instance, that foreigners are not citizens, and citizens' interests come first. That children are not adults capable of consenting to irreversible medical procedures. These are bedrock, indisputable facts. But he's quite right that progressives deny them. That rapid demographic transformation of neighborhoods affects quality of life.
Yeah, well,
what are your favorites?
That's because they live in neighborhoods where it's not being affected.
Ah, the protected and unprotected class. Back to that. Yeah. That borders serve legitimate functions. How about that merit matters?
Yeah.
They systematically deny that.
I run into that one a lot.
Oh, in what sense?
It's clear from the way people talk. They don't think marriage matters. It just...
Merit.
Oh, but, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Although marriage, too, obviously.
Merit.
Enough, but
I run into merit, too.
Yeah, yeah. That parents have primary authority over their children's education and upbringing.
Yeah.
That is indisputable. And that the wrongness of racism and sexism leaves no space for social justice carve-outs. Racism against Asians or Europeans and Jews is still racism. Sexism against men is still sexism, and so forth. And these are not fringe positions held by Trumpy weirdos. They're baseline assumptions held by the overwhelming majorities across every Western liberal democracy. And progressives have spent 15 years treating people who hold these views as moral monsters.
Well, I wish we could have a presidential debate where all those topics were put before the candidates. Where do you come down on this? Does a foreigner have the same rights as a citizen?
Right. Yeah. Are children capable of consenting to irreversible medical procedures, child's judgment and life experience, or anything? Right. Yeah. Does it affect a person's neighborhood if the demographics change quickly and completely?
It's crazy.
No, well, then why
that.
Do you object to gentrification, for instance, would be my follow-up.
Well,
that's the privilege, white privilege, the patriarchy, something critical theory.
So if it goes the other direction, good. If it gets more expensive and nicer, bad.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They've spent 15 years lecturing us that our bedrock beliefs are sick and wrong. They're not sick. They're not wrong.
Michael's so happy he's not going to be drafted into the war against Greenland. It's not going to happen.
Armstrong and Getty. You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at Vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Earn an accredited MBA in as few as 16 months for about $21,000 at University of Maryland Global Campus.
Explore 10 specializations, including finance, HR, cyber technology, and more. Plus, showcase the value of your MBA with a comprehensive learner record. And digitally demonstrate in-demand skills and credentials to employers. No application fee if you apply by February 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.